Toronto Zoomer Radio, The Supremes, and Neil Diamond on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. We're at the start of an influenza epidemic. That, according to the Public Health Agency of Canada, flu cases have skyrocketed and the supply of pediatric pain and fever meds has disappeared. The promise is shelves will be restocked in the coming weeks, but how did we run out in the first place? And will the new mask advisory help? Our guest is Kiro Massey, pharmacist and owner of Lawler Pharmacy on Kingston Road. Good morning, Kiro.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Sam and Jane.
Good morning, Kiro. What was your reaction yesterday to learning that Health Canada has secured new shipments of children's pain medication?
I think it's a start. I hope to see it on the shelves soon, but the bigger issue that we have now is actually the shortage of antibiotics. So amoxicillin, azithromycin suspensions for kids is on back order, has been on back order for close to 2 weeks. Unfortunately, although we've been able to mitigate the issues with Tylenol and Advil suspensions by either compounding or manipulating pills that have been advising parents for several months now, we're not able to do that with amoxicillin and azithromycin. Compounding these two drugs or making them out of raw ingredients in a pharmacy setting is extremely difficult. Although it may seem like we're safe in the eyes of the media, the reality is we're not. These are the two most commonly prescribed antibiotics for pediatrics, and we need them so we can keep kids from ending up in hospital. These are crucial to take the load off of the pediatric units and hospitals, and we're definitely not out of the woods.
Mm-hmm. If you have small children or if your children are grown, you certainly remember the amoxicillin days because it was frequently used in our household. We used to call it banana medicine because that was the only way that my son would take it. What has been your experience with families needing these drugs, Kiro, and what are you having to tell them and what's been their reaction?
So when it comes to, again, the Tylenol and the Advil shortage situation, in most cases, we are able to mitigate these. We are able to I have a chart that I printed out months ago and I posted in my pharmacy that tells you how to cut up a regular strength Advil or Tylenol. You add a few drops of water and then you mix it with applesauce and grind it up. It goes down easy, no problems. And I posted it on my Twitter page, Kiro Massey. You could find it pinned there. How to manipulate the pills, it's fine. But you still get parents that are very frantic and they are very troubled by the situation. And it's understandable. I'm a father to a 3 and a 5-year-old. There's nothing worse than having a sick child.
Right.
So I do sympathize, and it's been very difficult. It gets a lot more challenging when you have kids that are too small to use the regular doses. And in that case, we were having to resort to compounding. So we go in the lab, we pull out like active ingredients and we're mixing. And it's a very delicate process because if you put the wrong thing in there, you could end up hurting a child. Like it's not, like compounding is not like making a sandwich. There's a lot of documentation and a lot of checking and double checking to make sure that this 8-month-old gets the right dose.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
That's what we're having to resort to.
What are parents telling you about their kids' respiratory symptoms? Well, you know, what are the most common symptoms you're hearing about right now?
So it's been the same story over and over for the past several weeks. You get a child, and they range in age from, like, we're talking very young, like infants, all the way up to around 12-year-olds. And it's a fever, about 39.8 Celsius, and it's lasting for around a week at a time. And a lot of times they end up with a secondary bacterial infection, and that's when they require the antibiotic. So it's the same story over and over and over again. Multiple times a day you're hearing the same story, and it's very troubling and very problematic, and I can only imagine what parents are going through. Because, like, when my kid spikes a fever for a day or two, I'm losing it. Imagine if your child has that high of a fever for a whole week. It's insane. And it follows the exact same pattern. And not enough is being done about this to slow it down and kind of mitigate it in any way.
Well, we certainly hope your message is being heard loud and clear. It's the lack of pain and fever meds. It's also the lack of antibiotics. And both are important. And we appreciate your message. Thank you, Kiro.
Thank you for having me.
Kiro Massey, pharmacist and owner of Lawler Pharmacy on Kingston Road.